Hey, welcome guys. This is Goddess Radio and I am Goddess Sheena, the one and only. If you guys don't know me, I am from New York City. I'm a goddess, of course. Born and raised Haitian Nigerian. I'm a herbalist. That's like the top thing out of everything I do, being an herbalist. That's like one of my top things that really define who I am. I'm also a radiological technologist. I'm the CEO of Goddess Unique, luxurious natural hair care, skincare products. And I'm also a body contour specialist here in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, a wife and a mom. I feel like there's so many things. Sometimes I'm like, I forget to mention, like, 10 things, but I am doing everything, you name it. I'm doing it. I'm getting it done. So today I wanted to talk to you guys about feminine energy, right? And how important it is for us to preserve feminine energy among us women. I feel like as life is changing, we're changing who we are, what we accept, what we're no longer doing, what we're starting to do now, just the whole thing of feminine energy, divine feminine energy. And what I mean by that is like for example, I'm a woman, right? And I feel like I'm really tapped into my feminine energy when I'm meditating. I feel like when I am able to communicate with the universe about how grateful I am, I feel my feminine energy tap in even more. And I love that, and another example is being a mother, nurturing my children, being there for them, providing love in the household, that feminine energy that you get from your mom. I really try to make sure I give that to my children. Like even for right now, like the season that we're in the holiday season, and this time of year I'm freaking ridiculous. This time of year I'm decorating the house. I'm making hot cocoa, doing the fireplace, all of it, cuddling up in the bed with the kids, watching a movie all day, cuddling with my husband. I'm really big on having that type of energy, that type of atmosphere in my household as a woman. And so that's what I mean by feminine energy, because times have changed. It's not how things used to be. I think about how my grandmother was and how different I am from my grandmother. My grandmother had 13 children. She had 13 kids. I'm like, oh my God, that's so much. 13 children, but she was also a stay-at-home mom. She did not work. I asked my mom, I was like, did grandma work? And she was like, no, nah, never. I don't recall her ever working. I'm like, how could you work? You got 13 kids. Things were different. She had those kids in Haiti. She had her husband. I was told that they had nannies, they had help in the house. And but I'm like, wow. To me, you're constantly in that feminine energy. You're constantly, when you're a mom, your wife, it's continuous. When I'm home, it's different compared to when I'm outside. When I'm in my house, I want to be more softer, more pink. But when if I'm in a room full of men, my feminine energy, I will use it, of course, in the room, but my alpha energy is going to come out more because I'm around more men, especially being a businesswoman. I'm constantly around men, especially men who don't look like me. So I have to maneuver the world in a different way, to get what I want to help me move me further. But my feminine energy definitely plays a part in, who I am. I go by Goddess Sheena because I've tapped into my feminine energy. Do I want to be more feminine? Oh yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do. I'm always looking for a way, and I'm like, how can I be more, more goddess? How can I tap more into this? Because it feels wonderful. It feels amazing, to be a woman. I love being a woman. One thing I like being a woman is having babies part. Like, oh my God. my body is not interested in doing that again. But being able to carry a child, you know, that feminine energy, being able to create life in your womb and take care of it, and that life come out and you continuously nurture that life. Looking at my son the other day, you know, my son is 7 years old. I'm looking at him and I am hugging him. I'm kissing him. I'm like, oh, my little baby, get over here. And he's laughing at me. I'm like, you better give me this love. Give me this attention. I love my son so, 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 so much. That's my boo, especially watching him grow up. So, you know, but he gets that feminine energy. He gets mommy, you know, he gets mommy out of me. And I'm happy to give it to him. You know, I feel like there's a lot of women that are not able to be in their feminine energy. Society doesn't really allow too much of, especially the darker your skin is. It's a little harder for you to kind of maintain feminine energy. They like to masculine you a little bit. Like, you know, they like to make you feel like, oh, you're being like a man, you know. I see it all the time with darker women, on especially on television, how they portray them. And I'm just like, why is she so rough? Why are they making her so rough? I'm not that rough, you know. Sometimes I want to see an example of me. You know, I'm not really that rough. I'm soft and pink and delicate. Or purple. I love me some purple. It's the color of royalty. Allows me to be in my feminine energy as well. So I'm always trying to find ways to not only put myself in a realm of feminine energy, but to also be around other women who are tapped into that spirit. Because when you're around it, it feels amazing. A lot of my clients, when they come for body contouring, I had a client just tell me the other day, she said, she was telling me about another woman and her prices and stuff like that. And she was like, she told me the woman's prices. And I was like, that's ridiculous. How do you pay bills if that's what you're charging? What the fuck? So what she's telling her, and she was telling her friend about me, she said, when you come here, she's going to help you lose weight. But she makes you feel good when you get here. She was like, she gives you a lot of advice, good advice to help you. And she's like, and it's working. And she's like, she gives me a lot of encouragement. I appreciate that. And I was like, oh, nice. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to do. That's what I want. I want to be able to, when you are around me, you can absorb some of my energy, some of my feminine energy, some of the energy that I've used to embody me. I want to help other women do the same naturally too. I want you to naturally be able to tap into that feminine energy. And I do that through my guided meditation. I do that through body contouring. Because when you look good, when you feel good, you look good, when you smell good, you're unstoppable. When you got all that confidence tapped in, you are unstoppable. You feel like everything. And I want more women to feel like that. I want more women to feel like that. Feel good. I want you to feel good. You know, when you wake up in the morning. Mary J. Blige has this new song called Good Morning Gorgeous. I love Mary. Raised on Mary. You know, Mary is New York. Whenever I see her, I'm like, oh man, she fly. I'm like, I love her outfit. But she got a new song called Good Morning Gorgeous. And she's just pretty much talking about like going through the motions of just not having enough confidence, being too hard on yourself, not loving yourself enough. And I love the song. Because if you know Mary, Mary's always been talking about heartbreak, going through the motions, da, da da da. So, you know, now she's talking about being able to look in the mirror and call herself gorgeous and keep it pushing, giving herself that self-love. She's giving herself that self-love. And that's what I want to portray to women, right? And that's that feminine energy, being able to love yourself, appreciate yourself, enjoy yourself, embrace yourself. And it's those little things. It's those little things. Feminine energy is so important. It is so important as women that we hold on to it. I feel like as time is progressing, women now, we're starting to tap more into it. I'm starting to see more women again, you know, just going on trips and just loving themselves more. And that's a beautiful thing. Don't wait for someone else to love on you. Love on yourself first. Don't wait for nobody. When I was single, when I was in my 20s, I would go out by myself sometimes. I would go out to eat. I'll go to a restaurant. Maybe I'll go to the movies. Like, I would go out by myself just so I can fall in love with myself. How can I want to be around someone else and I'm a nightmare to be around? I don't even like myself. I know a lot of people that don't like themselves and they're looking for relationships. They're looking for love in other people. I'm like, fix yourself first. You're a problem. How can someone help you? You're not even helping yourself. Right? So that feminine energy is real. It's important. It's important to tap into it as much as you can. And I love it. I love being a woman, you know. I embrace it. I appreciate it. I appreciate my curves. You know, I appreciate the softness in my voice. You know, I appreciate the softness in my touch. You know, my husband's always like, just touch right here, right there. Just rub it down. Get on my damn. Always just trying to get my touch. All right. Because I'm tapped into my feminine energy. He knows once I touch him, he's either going to fall asleep or he's going to be at ease. That's that feminine energy. And we have to find more ways to tap into it. We have to find more ways to realize who we are and pour back into ourselves. So I'm like, when women come for body contouring, I'm like, girl, you better book your sessions and you better come. You better make yourself a priority. Because as you get older, you don't make yourself a priority no more. First of all, as you get older, people forget about you. People don't care about you when you get older, do they? I watch older people just wither away. I watch mothers spend their whole lives taking care of their kids. And once their kids get older, their kids don't give a shit about them. So pour into yourself. Don't make yourself feel guilty about taking some time out for yourself. This is your life. You were a woman before those kids came. You're a woman after those kids came. Still pour into yourself. Tap into that feminine energy. Do things that make you feel beautiful. Wake up in the morning. Wash your face. Put some lip gloss on. Go meditate. Have a few moments to yourself where you're just thinking your own thoughts. Book a session with me. Let me help you get rid of some of that body fat. Let me help you volumize your booty. Let me help you contour your body so you can feel a little better about yourself. And it's just those things, those daily things that make us women. And that's pouring into that feminine energy. Whether it's taking care of your womb. As you may not know, here at Body Contouring, Goddess Sheena products, we have Yani Pearls. Yani Pearls are an ancient like cleanse detox from Asia that they use different herbs to cleanse the yoni, to release dead skin, to help get rid of bacteria, fungus, all natural. And this is a great way to tap into your feminine energy. As women, we may jump from one relationship, meet another guy, another relationship. You have to get that energy out of you. You have to release that out of you, right? You got to let it out. And this is a good way to let it out because it's a good detox. I love me a good detox. I'm about that detox life, baby. I'm all about it. And doing Yani Pearls is super, super important to help get rid of bacteria, germs, fungus that's just laying around in the womb, in your uterus. So you can grab yours at goddessheena.com. This is one cleanse and it's 3 Yani Pearls. So you're going to do that within a few days of each other. And you're going to cleanse your Yani and you're going to tap in. And even when you're done, maybe you can do a few days. Just you'll do a Yani steam. You can come here, Body Contouring by Goddess Sheena, and do a Yani steam here as well. Nice way to revitalize the coochie. I remember after I had my daughter, my mom and my aunts, they gave me like this bucket. It was like a bucket of herbs. And they were like, stand over it. I'm like, what? I'm like 19 at the time. I'm like, what am I doing? So I was like, all right, whatever. I stood on top of it. And I was like, wow, this is hot. But what it does is it helps shrink the uterus. It helps tighten the skin. It helps rejuvenate the coochie. It helps get rid of all the, you just had a baby. So it's helped getting rid of that whole process you just went through, you know. And I love it. I love to do a good yoni steam, especially before my period. Perfect time to do it because it's going to help make your period come and go light and easy, breezy, wheezy. You know, it's not going to do too much to you, whether it's cramps, you know, bloating. It definitely helps with that. So I love to do a good yoni steam as well. That's a good way to tap into your feminine energy, taking care of your yoni, taking care of your womb. Your womb is everything. We carry babies here. We carry life here. So it's good to nurture your womb and pour into your womb as a woman, as a good way to tap into your feminine energy. You know, after women have babies, there's a chance you can have a postpartum depression. And that's an imbalance, right? That's an imbalance in your hormones. You just finished holding a baby in you for those months, and then you just had that baby. So your body's just going through the motions. And you're going through the motions emotionally, spiritually, mentally. When I was going through that with my daughter, I felt like I was going crazy. So, and through meditation helped, you know, helped me tap more back into who I am as a woman, as a goddess. So that's why I always suggest meditation, you know, doing stuff like body contouring, going for a walk, sitting in the sun, you know, having some you time, just you. Take yourself on a date. Go out by yourself. Try it. Try it out. I'm telling you, the best experiences that I've had in my life are the ones that I've done by myself. The ones that I've put forward out into the universe. Those were my best experiences in my life. And I wouldn't change them. And those were times I've tapped into my feminine energy. I'm like, I'm just going to go and I'm going to have the time of my life. And I do. And I do. Yeah, man. Tap into that feminine energy. Pour into yourself. Love yourself. Whether it's like a few times a month, put it on the schedule. Make it happen. Make it happen. You got to do it. Don't wait for someone else to do it for you. You got to do it. You got to tap into that feminine energy. You're a goddess. You're a freaking goddess. Don't look at yourself as nothing less. Yes, take care of your kids, but you can't take care of your kids if you're not taking care of yourself. And if you're free and you ain't got no kids, this is the time to pour into yourself. Ain't no time like the present, because time go fast. Time go fast. So pour in yourself, man. Love yourself. Tap into that feminine energy. It's powerful. You can imagine what's there. When you get there, whew. When I started tapping into my feminine energy, the type of things that started happening in my life, what? Yo, pour into yourself. Pour into yourself. Tap in, baby. Tap in. Love yourself. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. Hopefully it helped you. Hopefully you can spread the word, tell a friend, someone you love, someone you know that needs assistance in tapping into that feminine energy. It is possible. Love yourself, embrace yourself, pour into yourself, because you are a goddess. You are a goddess. Pour into yourself. Love yourself. This is the only body you have. Take care of it. Yo. You want to melt some fat on that belly? Book a body contouring session with me. We are located in Atlanta, Georgia. The link is in the bio. We have a few different type of sessions. I got you. I was almost 200 pounds. I started doing body contouring. I was like, oh, look at my... I have plenty of sessions. I have plenty of clients that come off the table and they're like, oh my God, look at my stomach. My stomach was hanging out over here and now it's back inside over here and it's not even doing this. Good. That's the goal. I want you to leave happy. I want you to feel like, okay, good. I can come back here because this is a safe place. Tapped it into feminine energy and I feel good around her because I want to exude that energy to you so you can continue to exude that energy. But anyway, guys, thank you for listening to the podcast today. I love you guys. Take care of yourself. Pour into yourself. Love yourself. God is Sheena out. See you soon.